This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another program in our Citizens Council Forum series. We're very happy to have with us again today Senator Carl Mundt, a Republican from South Dakota. Senator Mundt is a member of the Senate Appropriations, Agriculture and Forestry, Government Operations Committees, and the Special Senate Labor Rackets Investigating Committee. Senator, very happy to have you with us again today, sir.
Well, it's nice to be back with you on another program.
I understand that you've introduced a bill to establish a Freedom Academy. Now, would you tell us a little bit about what is this Freedom Academy idea?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that, Dick. The bill is S-1689, in the event any of our viewers or listeners would care to get a copy of it from their local congressman or senator. They'll write to their senator or to their congressman. I'm sure he'll send them a copy. What this does is to establish a Freedom Commission. And one of the functions of the Freedom Commission is to set up, in turn, a Freedom Academy. Now, basically, our reasoning on this, Dick, is this, that in this Cold War, pretty much this has been a war which is being fought by professionals on the side of the communists who train their people before they turn them loose in the free world pretty carefully. Mm-hmm. And amateur Americans who are good, loyal Americans and enthusiastic Americans, but don't know enough about the communist conspiracy and how to counteract it to be effective when they're serving in some neutral country or even to do too much good a job right here in the United States. And so the purpose of this Freedom Academy is to provide a place where every citizen who's going to go abroad, if he chooses to, may take a 6 weeks or perhaps just a month brief course to become equipped and trained in this field. Or if he's going to be a government employee, he might take as much as 6 months or a year, mm-hmm. thoroughly to learn the nature of the communist conspiracy and what needs to be done. First of all, to uncover it, to detect its operatives, and most importantly, to offset it and to counteract it.
Well, in other words, too many of our people abroad now don't know a communist when they see one, or they don't know how to refute the communist arguments that are being used.
Yes, you see, the world being what it is, or exchanges between the various countries of the world are increasing. And in the main, I think that's a good thing, because basically people are a good deal alike wherever you find them. That goes for the people of Russia. We've got to remember, Dick, that 90% of the people of Russia are not communists. They're not even permitted to join the ruling party. They're ordinary human beings who react pretty much the way human beings do in this country. They don't like war. Mm-hmm. They love their families. They have a sense of humor. They're hard workers, but they don't understand anything about America. Well, those aren't the folks who come over here. When they have an exchange from Russia, they send over agents. Too frequently, we send over tourists. Now, I'm glad that Americans are getting into Russia, but before they go, I think it'd be a wonderful thing if they could go through a brief training course and learn something about the conspiracy, something about the things to look for when they get there, and something about what they can do as missionaries of freedom, trained missionaries, to help preserve our cause. I think it's tremendously important that we don't accept agents from the Iron Curtain countries and send over simply tourists. If we're going to continue these mutual exchanges, and we are because of this air age, it's possible to block out all kinds of travel, we should be certain that our people going abroad, some of them at least, are trained people understanding exactly what the communist conspiracy is and how best to offset it.
Do you feel that if this Freedom Academy were in operation, it would help take the American people off the defensive in this Cold War?
Precisely, and that's the thing that we're interested in doing, is to get on the offensive. To a considerable degree and to an encouraging degree, we're doing that now in the field of publicity, through the Voice of America, through the U.S. Information Agency, through the development of our foreign libraries, through the low-cost book program, through the utilization of movies and television strips. We are beginning to get the story pretty well across to all the people in the neutral countries and in some of the Iron Curtain countries. But we must get on the offensive as far as psychological warfare is concerned. Mm-hmm. We must send over people who are as thoroughly endowed with knowledge about freedom and with what's wrong with the communist conspiracy as the people coming over here have been trained frequently in the Lenin Institute. They come as spies disguised as tourists, and they're going to come because they'll come as diplomats if we don't simply let them come as visitors. So we lose very little by letting a few extra Russians come over here, and we gain a great deal when Americans can go over there provided, and that's an important proviso, Dick, provided the people we send are trained and are professional and know what to look for and what to do when they find it, and don't simply go there as untrained amateurs and as tourists.
Do you think that too many of our people traveling abroad now have sort of a guilt complex about being Americans?
Either that or the opposite. Some of them do have a guilt complex. Some of them, I said to the nine American governors who left not long ago to visit in Russia, I said, when you get over there, act like proud Americans, confident in your cause. And speak out for it. That's what Russians do when they come here. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed of it. Now, we either are inclined to go with a guilt complex, or else we go there swaggering around and boastful and making a lot of statements that other people are going to resent. Obviously, with our high standard of living, if we simply go over and say, well, you do have some automobiles up and down the streets, but we've got five automobiles for everyone you have. That's no good. What we've got to get down to is basic human instincts and emotions, like the desire for peace, like the acquisitive instincts, which Russian peasants have no less than American farmers or other Americans.
Show them how they can get one of those automobiles, too.
That is right. Show them the benefits of private ownership, the advantages that we have here because of our free enterprise system, how wonderful it is to be able to speak freely and to worship God according to the dictates of your own conscience. Because don't forget, Dick, that basically fundamentally, the Russian people, as in contrast with the Russian officials, the Russian people are God-fearing folks who wish they had the same religious freedom we had in this country.
Senator Mudd, I know that during the 20 years you've been here on Capitol Hill, you've always been against red tape in government. I understand now that you're introducing another bill designed to cut out some red tape in the passport functions of our State Department. What do you have in mind on that, Senator?
Yes, this is S-2095, Dick, and this is a bill which I have introduced which would set up within the State Department a passport service which would elevate the passport division for the first time to the status that it should have in an era when tourism has become the big business that it has. There was a time when there weren't very many Americans visiting overseas, and when they did go, they went by steamer, by boat, and they could make their plans a long time in advance, and so a little old passport division operated by a few people using a pot of ink and a quill pen could pretty well write the passports, and everything was all right. Now, in the first place, people are going frequently by plane on short notice. They've got to be able to give them quick service in the passport division. Mm-hmm. And they've got to have a passport division which is staffed and adequately manned, because next to the counterfeiting, I suppose, of a $1,000 bill, if they make bills that big, I've never had one, but next to the counterfeiting of a $1,000 bill, counterfeiting of an American passport would give the person who gets it and who desires it something much more valuable even than a whole handful of $1,000 bills. And so we need a protectograph machine which will keep the passports in a form that they cannot be overridden and counterfeited and used in that form. There's something else, Dick, we need in the passport division, and that is a clear-cut right on the part of the State Department to deny passports to people not entitled to get them. Because of recent Supreme Court decisions, this authority has been fuzzed up a bit in the State Department. It's no longer clear And it's tremendously important that we have legislation specifically providing the conditions under which a passport can be denied and providing due process in law by which the person seeking a passport and unable to get it can present his claim and have a passport if he is entitled to have one.
I noticed that recently when the Communist International held its meeting in Moscow, the American communists were able to get passports to go to that meeting.
That is right. And, of course, that's something which has got to be spelled out in the law. We should never permit a passport to be granted to an American citizen if the purpose is inimical to the United States. If it's inimical to the interest of the free people over here, no American citizen should be able to exercise his individual freedom to get a passport for the purpose of destroying the freedom of his friends and his neighbors and of his fellow Americans. Another thing this bill provides for the first time, it gives the State Department the right to repossess a passport, which it does not now have. If one is fraudulently granted and a man gets it, he keeps it. Mm-hmm. This provides a specific procedure under law whereby the State Department can repossess it, and refusal to surrender a fraudulent passport would put a man in the federal penitentiary and subject him to a serious fine.
Then these two measures that you're discussing with us today, Senator, the Freedom Academy and the passport bill, would both help this country in the Cold War fight against communism.
I think so in these ways. The Freedom Academy is going to give us a trained cadre of American employees abroad and American visitors abroad who are equipped to become good missionaries of free government and our private enterprise system of life. And the passport mechanism will provide a better service for all Americans, loyal Americans who want to travel abroad, and will give the State Department an effective mechanism for protecting this right to get a passport for individuals who deserve it as Americans and who don't propose to use it to go abroad to destroy freedom for the rest of us. I think that both measures are urgent. I hope they are passed.
Senator Mundt, I'd like to thank you once again for being with us today, sir.
Good to be here.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator Carl Mundt, a Republican from South Dakota. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.